Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You got Josh at FF Josh Hughes. You got Brad at Tack Jones. You got Eric at Gunsaveld 19. But he ain't here. You ain't got him today.
Never is.
He'll be back shortly. Don't worry about it. He'll be back ready to fire up some hot takes. Hot takes. But we're going to give you guys week 8. This is officially the halfway point of the NFL season for fantasy. As long as you're not a weirdo that plays week 17.
Losers.
For most people, this is the exact halfway point.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little bit of fun stuff with that next week. Some, you know, a little bit of an award show. Some what we're looking forward to. I don't want to peek too much behind the curtain, but seems like it should be fun. Now, how you doing, Josh?
I'm good. How are you enjoying this beautiful Thursday night game?
It's interesting.
It's a thing. That's it.
Adrian Peterson's running good. Dwayne Haskins is playing. Adrian Peterson's running real good right now, as I say that.
Yeah, he just had a big play.
He's off to the races. He said, I'm back in Minnesota. You remember when you built this and you guys had to cart me off, but you didn't have a cart, so you carried me through the bar?
That did happen. Yeah. Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah. You didn't have that fantasy football
game? I sure did, bud. Sure did.
Yeah. You and his knee and your knee went down at the same time.
Yeah, I missed the playoffs that year. It was a good time.
Oh, all right, though. All right, all right. We got a lot of news. We'll get to the news as we get into the games. Yeah, we'll just get into the news as we go to the games. Let's start off with Seattle at Atlanta.
Ooh.
We got the 5-2 Seahawks versus the 1-6 Falcons. They haven't set the over-under yet because Matt Ryan may or may not play. He's not practicing, but the coach is optimistic that he will play. Do you think Matt Ryan plays?
No, I don't think he's going to play.
Luckily, it's an early game, so you'll know early if he's not playing or not. If he doesn't play, do you want to start Calvin Ridley? Or really, do you want to start anybody other than Julio Jones if he doesn't play?
I'm definitely going to start Devontae Freeman because I think they would lean on him a little bit more. And I think you still have to start Austin Hooper. I mean, it's not ideal, but like we talked about this several times, the tight end landscape is so thin, and Seattle is so bad against tight ends that it's worth it. It's worth the shot.
Okay. Who is the backup? Do you know
Matt Schaub?
Matt Schaub, six-pick Schaub himself. Yeah, so Seattle defense if Matt Schaub plays?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. Seattle's defense is actually not great, but
Matt Schaub ain't great either.
That's kind of what I was going to say next. Yeah, he ain't great.
All right, now with this Atlanta defense, it ain't good at all. So Russell Wilson, auto start. Chris Carson, he's became pretty much an auto start as of late. Now, Tyler Lockett, auto start probably. We only have two teams on a bye. I forgot to say that, Baltimore and Dallas. What about DK Metcalf?
Well, I think he's got some good upside here, but he could get game scripted out. Like we talked about this several times, but if you want a guy for 75 and a touch, I think that's well within the realm of possibilities. The Atlanta Falcons are the third worst team against wide receivers, and Russell Wilson's going to exploit that. I fully believe like I think I said, DK Metcalf probably get about 4 for 75 in a tug.
Anything else from this game? Is Rashad Penny going to touch the ball more than 4 times?
I don't think so.
Okay. And I think that's really about it for this game. I mean, I could see Russell Wilson having a great game and only throwing the ball 16 times.
Yeah, and he could probably throw 5 touchdowns like that.
Well, if anybody can do it, it's Russell. Now we have the Eagles going up to Buffalo. Buffalo is a 1.5 favorite, 43.5 over under. Probably going to be a knockout, drag out, boring game to watch. A lot of defense here. With that being said, do you want to start? Like, who do you want to start from this game? Who would you want to start?
My number one player that I want to start from this game is Smoke.
Okay, John Brown. Yeah, I do like John Brown a lot.
The Eagles
You
are
like John
the
Brown over.
worst team against wide receivers. I want to fire up Smoke, baby.
What about Alshon Jeffrey? You going Smoke over Alshon Jeffrey?
I mean, what do you mean to do with Alshon Jeffrey?
Don't know. Do you want to play him?
No, I want. No, the Bills are incredible against wide receivers. They got a great offense or defense, excuse me. I don't want anything to do with Alshon Jeffrey this week.
Okie
I expect the Bills to win this
dokie.
game. I really do.
Carson Wentz.
I'm telling you, man, there's not a lot of meat on the bone over here for me on the Buff on the Philly side of the ball.
Okay.
I don't.
No, I hear you. It's a good kind of thing. After what Dallas did to him last week, it's really hard. Zach Ertz, you're still starting him, right?
You're going to start him, but you might even be better off starting Goddard. I mean, the Buffalo Bills are like the
Okay.
top.
Would you start Goddard?
No, I wouldn't,
Okay.
but I'm saying like I think he's got a better shot than Zach Ertz does. The Buffalo Bills, statistically and for fantasy wise, they are in the top four of every category: tight ends, wide receivers, quarterbacks, running backs. Their defense is no joke.
Okay. And then would you be willing to flex Cole Beasley with the Eagles so bad against wide
Yeah,
receivers? He
absolutely.
got a touchdown last week.
I'm
Okay.
glad you brought that up,
And
man.
Josh Allen. And Josh Allen. You okay with him? You like
I think
him?
Josh Allen's a great start this week. I'm not even kidding. I really believe that in my heart of hearts.
Well, especially with people like Matt Ryan, who might not play. So you might need a quarterback there. And then maybe over even Philip Rivers, who I saw you dropped. I think it was you dropped. I don't know. He got dropped one league, I mean. Because he's playing the Bears this week with a beat up offensive line.
Yeah, not good.
Bears are favored by 3.5, over under of 41 points. The Bears have been bad against running backs. You said it last week. Haven't been great against running backs. Do you want to start either one of these Chargers wide receivers? If so, which one?
You mean the Chargers running backs?
Sorry, that's what I said. Yep. I do have news on the wide receivers, but I'll get into that in a second.
I like Al Eckler more than I like Gordon.
Okay, Austin Eckler. And I think the Bears, I'm trying to remember, they have been getting beat up by, I think, pass catching running backs a little bit too. I'm trying to remember. I know Josh Jacobs had a really good game, but that was a London game.
You can't.
And then speaking of the wide receivers, Keenan Allen sidelined with a hamstring. Thursday in
Yeah, that
practice.
was fun to find out today. I was really excited.
Do you want to start Keenan Allen this week? Would you start Smoke over Keenan Allen?
I don't know how severe the hamstring injury is. But you know, with these soft tissue injuries, it's not going to take much for him to be aggravated. Yeah, I would start Smoke over Keenan Allen for sure.
Okay. What about DK Metcalf? That's a little deeper of a dive, obviously.
He didn't practice at all today. So
Nope.
that's not good. I would have liked to at least
And
seen
this
him
is
get
a
in.
really good, it's a really good pass rush where I see a lot of Hunter Henry. I see a lot of dump offs to Austin Eckler.
Yeah, I think you'd be safe going with DK Metcalf over Keenan Allen this week.
Okie dokie. And then Bears side of the ball. Mitchell Trubisky. Allen Robinson, we still like him. Even though Casey Hayward's there.
Allen Robinson is the only person I really like.
Want to start on the Bears. What about now that Matt Nagy came out and said that he'd be stupid to only run the ball 8 times after they literally just ran the ball 8 times? Do you think, and the Chargers' run defense is bad. David Montgomery could be this be the week that he has a game?
The Bears are so bad at running the ball, man. I just. And I know the Chargers are bad at defending it. I understand. I understand that something's got to give, right? But
Yeah.
I just don't. The Bears offense is so bad.
So Matt Nagy is calling the plays. I guess he hasn't been calling the plays. And if we remember back a couple years ago when he was on the Chiefs offense, Kareem Hunt's rookie year. Remember, Kareem Hunt started off really strong. Then he disappeared through the middle of the season. And the Chiefs started having a little dip in productivity. And then Matt Nagy, this is how he got the Bears job, took over the play calling and went with a more run-centric offense. And Kareem Hunt blew up, won me a fantasy championship that year. Do you
I
think,
don't
could
know
you
why
see
you
that with
I
David Montgomery?
don't know how that was relevant. I could see it happening. It's going to have to happen. But whenever you, a lot of people who are first-time coaches, and we know this, they struggle to be a coach and offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator. Some guys do it very well, but it is a lot of management. And I don't know if Matt Nagy can handle that. Some people like Andy Reid do it very well with that Waffle House play sheet, but we'll see, man. I think right now, because you have Zeke on the bye, you got Mark Ingram on the bye, you might have to go with it. And the Chargers are bad.
Well, and Miles Sanders, David Montgomery,
David Montgomery.
Jordan Howe, or any really any Eagles
They're
running back.
playing the Bills, man. No.
Yeah, okay. That's what I figured. Anything else for this game? Bears defense, obviously we're starting them, but
Yeah, I think that's it, dude.
and Hunter Henry's a start. I didn't say Hunter Henry's a start.
Yeah, that's a given.
Then the best rest of the Bears offensive players. Okay. Giants, Lions.
There's a
Lions have. They have JD McKissic. They have Ty Johnson. Did they sign another running back? Could have swore I saw something.
Not that I'm aware of. We
Okay.
thought that they were going to bring Zach Zinner back in, but so far I haven't heard anything.
Zach Zinner got signed by the
Yeah.
Cardinals, so they're not bringing him back
Yeah,
in.
that was the last that I had heard. They wanted someone that was
Okay.
familiar with the system, but I haven't seen anything else.
Okay. So they haven't signed anybody, so it's going to be Ty Johnson. It's going to be JD McKissic there. Darius Slay also is dealing with a hamstring injury. He didn't practice for the Lions defense. I bring this up because Sterling Shepard has been practicing in limited capacity. He wants to play this week. I don't know if Sterling Shepard plays this week. Let's say he plays. If he plays, would you start him?
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I just don't think he's going to
With
play.
him, if he's out, Golden Tate, we like Golden Tate. Revenge narrative all over the place here. Oh, Golden Tate got all that revenge points. Start Golden Tate everywhere. You got him.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you start Darius Slayton?
No. You only want the one or the first or the second guy. If Sterling Shepard plays, I'm certainly not going to start Darius Slayton. But I think even if he doesn't play, Golden Tate's really the only guy that I want to start. I like him quite a bit. Detroit, I know we talked about their corner, their star corner might miss the game. Darius Slay, not to be confused.
Yep.
But if he plays, then you don't want any part of it.
All right, and then obviously Saquon Barkley, you're starting him. Any shot at Daniel Jones this week?
Oh.
Can't after these last couple weeks. I think there's better matchups out there than Daniel Jones.
I can't go back to Danny Dimes
Maybe
yet.
in 2QB league as your oh crap, I ain't got nobody else out here. I really messed up. I forgot to replace Dak Prescott. I forgot to replace Lamar Jackson. But on the other side of the ball, Matt Stafford.
Oh yeah.
Love Matt Stafford this week. His running, you tell me my starting running back's out? Oh, I guess we gotta throw the ball 50 times. Let me flip this ball cap on backwards and let's bring old snapback Matty back.
Oh yeah, boys. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, so Matt Stafford, love him. Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones, I like both of them. I'm actually think this is gonna be more of a Kenny Galladay game. I think they're gonna be like, okay, you didn't get anything last week. Here we go.
The Giants' defense is atrocious, and when Danny Dimes throws a couple of picks, these position players, especially the wide receivers, they're just going to have a field day here.
TJ Hawkinson, you starting him? Tight end?
No, I'm actually not. The
And
Giants,
then.
Giants are good at guarding one position defensively. It's the tight end. TJ Hawkins is
Well, that's
actually
because
is my villain this
the
week.
wide receivers are running. Wide receivers are running wide open. So why would you throw it to the tight end when you can go 40 yards down the
Well,
field?
yeah, I mean, but TJ Hawkinson, he's a villain for me this week. I can't do
What about Evan Ingram?
it. Yeah, I'm gonna start Evan Ingram. If he's healthy, I'm gonna start.
Okay, if he's playing, I haven't seen any reports of him missing practice, but I haven't seen reports of him at practice either. So we'll see. Detroit is favored by almost a full touchdown. Bless you. Bless you again. It's live radio, people. Live radio
Tucker
podcast.
has his cold
We don't
season.
edit
It's
it.
flu season, you know?
Yeah. Anything else from this game? Any other pieces you want to play?
No, I think if.
Would you do you, are you starting Ty Johnson?
Yes.
You're starting him this week. Are you starting him over the Eagles running backs? Obviously, yes. You said yes. Over David Montgomery, I'm pretty sure you're going to say yes over that. Over Austin Eckler or Melvin Gordon. Yeah, now see,
I'm not
that's
starting him.
this is the stuff we
I'm not starting him over Eckler. Let's just calm down.
I got to see where we're at here. I
But
got to see where we're
Gordon,
at.
I am starting him over Gordon.
Would you start him over DK Metcalf in your flex?
I
Okay.
feel very confident about Ty Johnson this week.
All right. I mean, it is a good matchup, but I think Matt Stafford's going to throw the ball about 40 times, even though they're up by about
He's got a
15.
rocket, dude. Just warming his arm up
Now
with
let's
that kid who's
go.
replacing Cam Newton. Just got to warm my arm up. Warm it up.
Let's jump on the I-65 and go on down south to Nashville, Tennessee, where Tampa Bay is taking on the Titans.
Woo!
Tennessee, a 2.5 point favorite. 45 and a half over under. So, I don't know if you listen to Heroes and Villains. If you look at Tampa Bay's defense against the run, they were really great early in the season. And they've slowly started to give up some more points to fantasy points to running backs. It's been a lot of touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey got the touchdowns. He got the yards, but got the touchdowns. They're giving up touchdowns now to running backs. What do you feel about Derrick Henry?
Pump those brakes, buddy. I don't want anything to do with Derrick Henry this week.
You don't ever want anything to do with Derrick Henry.
No. That's not true, Brad. This week, I don't want anything to do with Derrick Henry. I still believe in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers run defense, and Derrick Henry is not a guy who I think will bust through that.
Okay. I picked Derrick Henry as a surprise hero because I might have been a little intoxicated when I picked him. I don't know. But whatever. We'll see what happens. Now, with the Tampa Bay, their pass defense is still horrendous. I love Corey Davis this week. We're going to get into it later. I got Corey Davis pretty high. I got him above Odell Beckham. I got him above a lot of guys. Odell's got a really bad matchup. We'll get into
Why
that
don't you
later.
just marry him?
Corey Davis this
Yeah,
week?
well,
I probably would marry him.
since you love him so
I'm
much.
starting him in two
Well,
leagues.
just marry him.
I'm starting him in a bunch of
Fine,
leagues.
do it. I don't care.
I like him a lot because I think Tampa Bay is going to put some points up on this Titans defense.
Just do it.
Chris Godwin, Mike Evans are both
Just do
starts.
it. I don't care. Just do it. Who cares?
Okay, I'm
Okay, just do
doing
it. I bet you won't do it. Do it.
it. Okay.
Yeah.
You get very hostile.
You know, I'm just bringing the energy, bud.
Just shut the
Just
hell up.
bringing the energy.
I'm not talking to you. I'm not dealing with you.
You're welcome.
That's just stupid.
I'm trying to
Thanks, Chuck, for having my back there. No,
trying to liven you up a
Chuck's
bit.
got my back there.
Trying to liven you up, bud.
Okay. Woo! Do you want to start a Tampa Bay running back?
There we go. That's what we need.
Do you want to start a Tampa Bay running back? Okay, cool. That's what I thought. I just want to make sure. I didn't want to get crazy. Do you want to start Jameis Winston? Jameis Winston, Danny Dimes.
Fine, Jameis.
Going back to what games we've done.
Tennessee
Jameis
defense.
Winston or Philip Rivers?
Who are the Chargers playing again?
All the Bears.
Fine, I'll take Jameis, but I'm not gonna like it.
I know you're not, but I had to hear you say it.
It's I don't know.
He's more of a 2 QB play. He's more of a 2 QB play. We don't know what Jameis we're getting. You're right.
We could get the Jameis to throw his four touchdowns, or we could get the Jameis to throw his four interceptions, and you just don't know.
Or we could get both. Or we could get both.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
We could get both. O.J. Howard's dead to us, right?
No.
You like O.J. Howard this week?
Love O.J. Howard.
No?
Love him.
You love O.J. Howard?
This week, I do.
You love O.J. Howard this week?
I know that sounds crazy, but just listen. Just hear me out. Just hear me out.
I'm listening.
Tennessee is horrible, and I mean horrible against tight ends. I fully expect O.J. Howard to catch a touchdown this week. I guarantee it.
It's going to be really hard with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans catching all the touchdowns. But okay, maybe he will. Delanie Walker's back at practice. If Delanie Walker plays, would you take him over O.J. Howard?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, I just wanted to hear.
I'm telling you.
I would take Delanie Walker. No.
I feel confident, bud.
You're the tight end prognosticator. Go get it. Go prognosticate
it. I feel good about it, dude. I'm telling you. Just believe.
All right, man. All right. We're jumping back on the I-65, and we're going up north to Indianapolis. We got the Denver Broncos. Jump on your horses with their new look offense taking on the Indianapolis Colts.
Uh-oh, game of the horses, eh?
So, yeah, little Bronco and a young little Colt out there. Speaking of the Colts, Jacoby Brissett, we like him this week, right?
Love him.
Okay. Jacoby Brissett, like him.
He's a must start, dude.
T.Y. Hilton's a start. Marlon Mack? RB2-ish?
Yeah, probably in that range. Denver's good against the quarterback, too, but I mean, Jacoby Brissett's so hot right now. He's like Mugatu. He's so hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Need him.
Now, with this new look Broncos offense, how do you see it working? Phillip Lindsay, Royce Freeman going to split the carries.
What do you mean new look?
They got rid of Emmanuel Sanders. He's been there for a while.
They're just going to slide in Deshaun Hamilton. Whatever. It's fine.
Speaking of, are you starting Deshaun Hamilton?
No, I'm starting Courtland Sutton for sure.
I don't know about that. The Colts, I think, are going to shut him down. Colts defense has looked really good. Joe Flacco was a statue back there.
He is bad. I wouldn't start Flacco.
No, you starting Royce Freeman?
Yeah, I'm starting Royce Freeman to flex. Okay. Lindsey's a two this week.
Royce Freeman, David Montgomery.
David Montgomery.
Okay. All right, that's about it. Yeah, that's good with that. Anything else from this game? Broncos defense, no. Colts are at home, and that
no, I don't. Dome. I don't want no.
I see them moving the ball pretty well.
The Colts defense, though, that might be a sneaky start, bud.
That's what I said. Yeah. They can get after Joe Flacco, and if he doesn't have those nice, because Deshaun Hamilton, he might be running the routes, but his hands aren't the same as Emmanuel Sanders' hands.
No, they ain't.
He might pop a couple up in the air.
I'm so sad about this. I hate it so much. What about Pascal? You want any Pascal action?
Maybe. Because I could see anytime T.Y. is on the outside, he's pulling Chris Harris. And Chris Harris will go into the slot with him.
If they get down.
Chris Harris has been known to shadow in the slot.
If they get down by more than two scores, this is the game where the Broncos quit on Joe Flacco. This is where the team quit.
What?
Yeah, I feel it. I've been watching this
team. But Elway won't quit. Elway won't quit on
him. He won't quit screwing this team up. I know that.
Elway won't quit on
it. Yeah, Elway.
All right, now we're jumping. Now we're hitting up the Indianapolis airport. Right, we're jumping on a plane. We're going to Wembley Stadium in London. We got the Bengals and the Rams. Rams are 13-point favorites over the Bengals. Bengals are bad. Just say that. They're bad, right?
Oh, yeah. They're atrocious.
Do you want to start Tyler Boyd?
Do I want to or will I?
Will you? Or is he going to pull a lot of Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, I think I'd rather go with Auden Tate here.
Okay. Because I see Jalen Ramsey saying, Tyler Boyd? Man, I got that. I played him before.
Like, that's easy. No big deal.
Did you know that was Jalen Ramsey's first game against Julio last week?
Was it?
Yeah.
If
He said he never played Julio before. He literally got signed by the team. They said, hey, you want to play? He said, sure. And he just watched Julio Jones tape to cover Julio.
He did pretty good. He didn't play the whole game. Yeah. If he had played the whole game, Julio would have been shut down. So.
I think Julio caught three passes on
it. That's no big deal.
But Joe Mixon, you starting him?
Do I have to?
Him or David Montgomery?
Dude, why you do this? I'll take Mixon.
Mixon or Philip Lindsay?
Lindsay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry or Joe Mixon?
I still take Derrick Henry.
The offensive line is so bad. I can see Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald's going to just feast.
I think that they'll probably just remove the guard and the center altogether because it's not like they need to be there anyway for Aaron Donald to.
Maybe they run a really deep I formation. They move the tackles in. Joe Mixon's going to have to be center. Like 10 yards.
They
run a deep I formation with just the center and the tackle are right there, and they all go after Aaron Donald, and then the guards are behind the quarterback, and they just run up and just hit somebody. Maybe that might work. I don't know. Probably illegal formation, but we'll try it. Rams side of the ball, though. Todd Gurley, he's probably going to play, right?
Yeah, he's going to go ham, too.
Hopefully? Yeah. Todd Gurley will probably have a good game. What about – who's the rookie? D'Angelo Henderson?
Daryl,
there we go.
D'Angelo.
Daryl Henderson.
He played for the Broncos. He's in the XFL now. You're welcome.
There we go. Hey, it is a real guy.
It is. You're right.
All right. Daryl Henderson, would you be willing to start him?
No, if Gurley's going to play, I don't want anything to do with Daryl Henderson. But maybe his hamstring or something will tighten up on that plane ride. You never know, bud.
Yeah, you never know. Rams wide receivers, Cooper Kupp, then what?
Start them all.
Just start them all and just
– hope for the best.
Hopefully the Rams read this over-under by themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we got the Saints and we got the Cardinals here. Drew Brees has been limited in practice all week. He wants to – oh, sorry. Was there something else from that Rams game you want to talk about?
First of all, defense.
Gerald Everett.
Yeah, Gerald Everett and the defense. You got to start the defense. And Gerald Everett.
The Bengals defense?
No. Come on. Don't. Come on. Don't do that. No. No, the Rams defense. But Gerald Everett, I know a lot of people are going to be tempted to start him because outside of that one game that he had, the last three out of four have been really good for Gerald Everett. Slow down a little bit. Cincinnati doesn't have to cover the tight end very often because they're so bad at everything else. And I don't know how much they're going to utilize Gerald Everett this week. So that's all I'm going to say. Okay.
No, you're good. You're good. I realized that once I moved on. All right, we got the Cardinals. We got the Saints. This is in New Orleans. Drew Brees is trying to play. He has been limited in practice all week. So is Alvin Kamara. Do you think that they play? I think Alvin Kamara plays personally, but
I think Kamara plays. I'm not sure about Drew Brees. He says he plans on playing, man. I mean –
yep, they have the bye week next week, and I don't see them. Remember I talked about them? I agree with you. They probably won't activate him and bench him. I don't think he'll be too keen on that. Now, with that being said, does that affect any of your rankings for the Saints players against this Arizona defense?
No, this Arizona defense is bad. Bad.
So, Latavius Murray, we want to start him?
If Kamara –
so if Kamara plays, no, because you kind of cut out there. So if Kamara plays, no. What if I told you that Alvin Kamara has only like 100-yard rushing game and Latavius Murray has one as well, and it was against the Bears?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't.
Jared Cook, if he plays, are you playing him? It's Arizona.
Yeah, it is tempting. Yeah, they're the worst team against tight ends in all of football. And it's not even close. Like, they're really bad.
Well, the one thing I will say is last week, Evan Engram did nothing with Patrick Peterson back. And the coaching staff has said they should be able to play the tight end better with Patrick Peterson there because they can move some other guys around.
Yeah.
So this is something to watch going forward because this is the time of year where defenses will change. People come back. People get injured. We're going to see defenses other than the Patriots defense move around about who's good against a run, who's going to get a pass.
Yeah.
And we're going to get short-minded because we're going to be caught up on what we saw the first 4 weeks and not be paying attention to these new weeks.
Okay, so if he has a bad week or even Josh Hill doesn't do anything, then yeah, we'll go ahead and say Arizona's back against tight ends.
They're at least middle of the pack. I'm not going to say they're the dead worst. Start them all against
them. No, start them all.
Okay. Cardinals side of the ball, though. The Saints defense has been really good with Teddy Bridgewater under there. They're stepping up their game. Are you starting a Cardinal? Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Start Kyler Murray, yeah.
Ooh, I don't know.
Start him.
David Johnson, we talked about they've signed two running backs, so David Johnson's probably not going to play this game.
No, I don't.
Chase Edmonds will play. Would you start Chase Edmonds? If David Johnson is officially inactive.
I don't like Chase Edmonds this week. He might get a goal line carry or something like that, but New Orleans is the fourth best team against running backs.
Would you start him over Joe Mixon?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, would you start him over Derrick Henry?
No.
Okay. So right away, like fringe RB2-ish, yeah. Deep flex, stuff like that. Yeah, like that's where you want Chase Edmonds. Especially if David Johnson's not playing, he's a starting running back on an NFL team.
Yeah, I understand they're down one corner, but this New Orleans defense is legit, guys.
And it's only Eli Apple, let's be honest.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He's not a great corner.
He wasn't, yeah. He's like some team's fifth best corner. Like, who cares?
And then I do like this, like you said, I like the Saints defense. They've been really good. Kyler Murray, still a rookie, still can make problems. Bad things happen.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Larry Fitzgerald this week with that Saints defense.
I agree with you on that.
And then you good to move on?
Yeah, I think we've pretty much hit what we needed to here.
Okay. Jets, Jaguars. All right, any Jet you want to start? Le'Veon Bell?
That's about it.
Okie dokie.
I mean, what do you want me to say? Like,
I usually say, like, Jamison Crowder.
I got nothing for you.
Okay, you got nothing. Jacksonville side of the ball, though. Gardner Minshew, he's been pretty good this year. He got 10 touchdowns. He leads all rookies in touchdowns. I'm just saying.
What other rookies?
Rookie quarterbacks.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
Okay, name another one.
Only got seven. Dwayne Haskins, who's playing right now?
He just got in the game. All right, no, I'm not ready to go out there and fire up Gardner Minshew. The second.
Who are the other rookie quarterbacks taking this year? Who's the Panthers guy? He's a rookie, right?
Oh, Allen? I don't think he.
No, he started last year. Never mind. He started last year. I'm dumb. Either way, Gardner Minshew. Leonard Fournette, though. 100% of the snaps, you're starting Leonard Fournette, right?
Yeah. All day, every day.
DJ Chark?
Yeah, DJ Chark's still a good start.
Oh, yeah, I like DJ Chark. Tremaine Johnson couldn't cover anybody on New England last week, and I think DJ Chark is a little more talented than the New England wide receivers.
Yeah.
And Jacksonville's defense can get Sam Darnold seeing ghost again. So,
do you say he's more talented than Mohamed Sanu?
He wasn't on that team.
Yeah, well, he is now.
When they played.
Think about it.
You're right.
DJ Chark's probably more talented than Mohamed Sanu.
D.D. Westbrook. You starting him?
Let's slow down.
D.D. or D.K.?
D.K.
Ooh.
Easy.
Donkey Kong over the double D's. Donkey Kong over the double D's.
Him and that stupid pacifier. Yeah. Start him.
Anything else?
It annoys me so much.
Anything else in this game?
I just want to say it annoys me so much. No, there's nothing else.
If Chris Herndon is healthy for the Jets, would you start him?
Yeah. Considering how bad
the Jaguars do give up a little bit to tight ends, so
considering how bad, yeah, they do give up a little bit. Considering how bad tight end landscape is, yeah, you start Chris Herndon.
Okay.
Why not?
Now, a little. I think the next one we're gonna have in Santa Clara, California, here is gonna be a little bit of a defensive matchup.
It's gonna be
Carolina, 49ers.
So boring.
It's gonna be the Christian McCaffrey show, obviously.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey and Tevin Coleman show.
Emmanuel Sanders. They say they want him to start. If he starts, do you start him? No.
This is a very complex offense, and I understand Emmanuel Sanders is an incredible route runner, but he's going to be there. He probably didn't start practicing until Wednesday maybe with the team or maybe even today. There's no way that he's going to be effective this week.
Okay. The tight ends. We start in both the tight ends, Greg Olsen and George Kittle.
Kittle, yes. Greg Olsen, no.
Okay. What about DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel? You like DJ Moore?
I like Moore.
This 49ers the 49ers defense is good. It just makes it hard to pick these guys. Like, they're okay starts, but they're so low.
They're really good, and the time of possession is always in San Francisco's favor. I mean, they hold the ball. It seems like they take the whole 45 seconds for every single play. I mean, the last game that they played against Washington was the fastest game that's been played in the NFL in over 10 years. So it just goes to show you how quickly and how long they hold onto the ball. I mean, I don't feel good starting a lot of these pass catchers on Carolina. Christian McCaffrey is really the only one.
Debo Samuel is expected to return this game, but you're not starting him, right? No. Okay. What am I missing? I know I'm missing something here. Oh, the running back situation for the 49ers. Tevin Coleman. Yes, no, maybe so. RB2-ish.
Tevin Coleman for sure.
Matt Breida.
You got to check the injury report on that. If he is a full go on practice on Friday, yes. If he is limited in any fashion, no.
Okay. If he is limited, would you pivot to Mostert's hurt too, right? Who's Jeff Wilson Jr.?
I think that would be a safe play. Okay. They like to use two backs.
With this being a late game, if you can, if you're trying to wait for Burita, pick up on these other guys so you can just plug him in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That it?
Both defenses I feel like are startable in this game.
Yeah, I can see Nick Bosa and then whoever Carolina's got out there just going crazy. Now the fun game. We're going to Gillette Stadium.
Is this fun?
Baker Mayfield better buy a razor because that's going to be the best thing he gets at Gillette.
Because
he might get his head taken off by this defense. Browns, Patriots. Start of the week, the Patriots defense. Baker Mayfield does lead the NFL in interceptions.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cut and dry, bud.
I don't like Odell at all this week. He is going to be a wide receiver 3 when my rankings come out. He's already had bad games against defenses that aren't even close to what the Patriots are.
They're so good.
I know. I don't like Jarvis Landry. Heck, if you can pivot away from Nick Chubb, I know you probably can't, but if you can, I'm okay with you pivoting away from Nick Chubb. I know you're going to say Le'Veon Bell did okay against the ground. He did. But they were selling out to kill Sam Darnold.
And they did, too.
Yeah. And Sam Darnold ruined Le'Veon Bell, even though he's having good rushing per yards or rushing yards per, you know, attempt. But
no, and I think you're right because they're going to limit Nick Chubb and Odell Beckham. We know that. We know that they're going to get Odell Beckham completely, and they're going to force Baker Mayfield to throw this ball because they know that they want Nick Chubb to run it. They know that they're better with that. And Belichick is not, he's not an idiot. So I fully expect Nick Chubb to have a subpar game for sure. For sure, dude.
Yeah, and the Patriots have given, what, 3 touchdowns? 3 offensive touchdowns all year, I think it is.
I know they play garbage teams, dude, but they're real good.
The Browns are a garbage team. They're 2-4.
Yeah, no, I'm not arguing that.
So, yeah, I mean, their two wins have been on the road, but okay. is there any Brown you want to start? Nothing, right?
Chubb is the only.
Chubb, the only thing that you will put in your line. I'm telling you right now, like, get Odell Beckham out of your lineup.
Yeah, I agree.
He is going to – Stephon Gilmore is going to be on him the whole game.
Like, what is Major Payne saying? Like, white on rice on a paper plate in a snowstorm.
Ooh.
And a glass.
Now, Patriots side of the ball. Brown's defense hasn't been that good either. Tom Brady?
Tom Brady's a middle-of-the-road quarterback for me this week. I got him at 15, so.
I think it's what he's going to be all year. Julian Edelman, though, PPR-wise, you can't go wrong with Jules. He's probably the safest 12 points in the NFL.
Hot start.
Yeah. What about Mohamed Sanu?
What about him?
You good? Everything good? You want to start him? If he plays, you start him if he's active?
No. No.
Okay, so Josh Gordon with the Mohamed Sanu injury. We haven't talked about this. He did get put on the IR, which means he cannot play for New England again this season. But they said once he's healthy, they are going to release him to allow him to go to another team.
Good.
So Josh Gordon, you dropping him?
No.
In all redraft formats, you holding on to him if you can?
Yeah, because he said that he was on the treadmill running today, 22 miles an hour. I think he's fine.
How excited would you be if he went to the 49ers?
I wouldn't be excited about that at all.
Why not? That's finally a good offense. Not, like, where's he going to go?
Yeah, but see, the thing is a 49ers team is built around that run. I'm not.
It is.
I know.
Play action passes.
I know it's because they don't have a lot of great receivers there. Now they have one of the best in the league in Emmanuel Sanders, but I'm not.
Well, yeah, and Emmanuel Sanders over the middle and Josh Gordon down the outside.
I'm not excited about
sounds
that.
Sounds a lot of like what Josh Gordon did last year in the Patriots. Either way, whatever. We'll see where he goes.
22 miles an hour? Man. Can you run 22 miles an hour?
No, I can't run 22 miles an hour in the back of a truck that's going 21 miles an hour.
Do you think you could run? Do you think you could run 10 miles an hour?
No, but what I will tell you about running here is that, man, Alexander Mattison and Dalvin Cook, you can just replace these two dudes. If you just put them on, like, they both have long dreadlock hair. If you just put them in blank jerseys and had them both run up the field, I wouldn't tell you which one's which.
Yeah, and they're both pretty good.
All right, sorry about that. But, yeah, no, I can't run 22 miles an hour. Patriots running back situation. Sonny Michel just had 3 touchdowns. What do you think Sonny Michel does this game? James White game? Rex Burkhead game?
I think that Sonny Michel has the potential to do the same thing that he did, but hopefully you've already traded Sonny Michel. Hopefully.
Okay. So Sonny Michel could, because I see them getting up by a lot and they just want to work the clock out. And if Rex Burkhead is inactive, Sonny Michel becomes the guy to just take the air out of the ball.
But it could be Brandon Bolden too.
And we all know that Tom Brady loves to take the air out of the ball.
That's very true, Brad. Yes.
You want to be fired up. You keep sniffling in my ear, man. It's really annoying. God, you're dying over there.
I can't help.
All right, we got the high. The next game is the highest over under of the week. It's the Raiders. It's the Texans. It's 52 points. Texans are favored by 7 points at home. Is the only Raider. So Tyrell Williams. Yep, Tyrell Williams. He's expected back this week. Do you care?
Yeah, I do care.
Yeah, he's over Odell Beckham. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah, 100%. Texans they're bad. Their defense is bad, and they're real bad against wide receivers. I would start Tyrell Williams if he plays.
Okay, and then Darren Waller, we're starting him. Josh Jacobs came out and said, because he's probably not going to practice all week, he said he can play without practicing. If he doesn't practice, are you waiting till this late game to hopefully put Josh Jacobs in your lineup?
You got to have a backup plan, dude.
It's a late game, and the Monday night game ain't good for running backs. And the Sunday night game, those running backs are probably already owned. So do you go with an early game and start – I'm trying to think of something weird – a Royce Freeman over Josh Jacobs?
I would feel good about that.
Okay. Would you start a J.D. McKissick over Josh Jacobs? No, don't. Okay. I just want to know here. I don't think, if he doesn't practice on Friday, even in a limited capacity, I don't think he's going to play. He's the future. John Gruden's got 8 more years. He at least wants to see that running back make it to at least 2 more years.
Yeah, got
to
get some use out of those legs.
Now the Texans side of the ball. Deshaun Watson, duh. Nuke Hopkins, duh. Kenny Stills.
Duh.
Fire him up. Okay, Kenny Stills. Like him. Because Will Fuller's going to be out for a while. Kiki, do you love me?
Nope. You ain't no cutie this week, bud. Sorry.
All right, and then what about the Texans tight ends, man? We got all hyped up on them, and then they've kind of just fiddle back out like Texans tight ends do.
They do that. I expect Darren Fells catch touchdown this week.
Do you expect Carlos Hyde to rush for a touchdown? Or Duke Johnson to catch a touchdown? Got to start one.
I have to?
Yeah.
I'll start Carlos Hyde, but the Raiders actually have a pretty good run defense, dude.
If you're a Josh Jacobs owner, would you add Duke Johnson as an emergency play in case he doesn't play?
Sure. I don't think he's going to be needed in this game. Deshaun Watson is going to be able to get whatever he wants through the air.
Okay. We shall see.
Do feel good about this Texans defense, though. Start them.
Yeah.
Even though they're bad against wide receivers, but I still feel pretty good against
them. And they're going to be bad against tight ends this week, too. Let's just get that straight.
Yeah, Darren Waller's a man.
Yeah, he is a man among – it's weird what he does when he's not coked out of his mind.
That's true. You'd be surprised what you can get.
All right, Sunday night game was billed to be the greatest game of the millennium before the season started. And now we got Matt Moore starting quarterback for the Chiefs at home at Arrowhead against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Biggest question in everybody's mind, Davante Adams' toe. Is it a go?
Oh, wow, Brad. That was
that was
Gouda levels of cheese.
That was season one Steve Carell of The Office right there, cringy.
That was bad. Yeah, he hasn't been practicing, man. I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to be out one more week.
All right, he's out. Then which Packers wide receiver are we starting? Because we're starting one of them.
I'm not starting any of them.
You're not starting any
of them? No, get away from me.
Aaron Rodgers, you're starting him though, right?
Yeah, you'll start Aaron Rodgers all day. But he spreads the ball out. The only people you want to start, Aaron Rodgers and the running backs. Maybe Jimmy Graham if you're feeling crazy.
God, Alexander Mattison's a freaking beast.
Well, they're playing there.
He's ran the ball 4 times and they had 2. Well, no, he ran the ball 20 yards. There was a holding call. Ran the ball 20 more yards. There was another holding call. He ran the ball 10 yards and then he ran the ball 25 yards. God.
Yeah.
If you're a Dalvin Cook owner, you got to go get Alexander Mattison. Yeah. Just saying. Yeah. Now, with the Chiefs being so bad on defense, I know you say you're not starting any of these wide receivers. Go out and get MVS because I still think the Chiefs are going to put up points. I know the Green Bay's defense has been good, but Andy Reid is a good offensive coordinator, offensive coach. He's going to get this team into play. Matt Moore, who wasn't even in football last year, I'm not starting him, but he's going to be somewhat serviceable with these weapons he's got.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling is still banged up. I mean, I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah, he's still banged up, but he was banged up for 3 for 150 last week, so.
Okay. Hey, this is your show. I'm just here.
Here's a squirrel trying to find a nut, so what's up? Chiefs running backs. LeSean McCoy, you like him?
Yeah, I like him.
Aaron Jones, I know you like Aaron Jones just because you love Aaron Jones, right?
Yeah, I'd marry him.
And the Chiefs are terrible. So the biggest thing is the Chiefs are really, really bad against the run. So Aaron Jones is good. I also like Jamal Williams because I see them both just having big games.
The pack?
Both of them getting 15 carries, probably like 10 to 15 carries each.
Yeah, and the Packers are really bad against the run too, so I think LeSean McCoy is a safe play this week.
LeSean McCoy. No Dame Williams?
No, I don't. I think he's fizzled out.
Oh, he fizzled out in Miami a couple years ago too.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's what that dude does, fizzle.
He needs for people to get hurt to be relevant.
Tyreek Hill and Kelsey, we're starting both of them.
That's
right?
It, though.
But none of the other supporting cast for the Chiefs wide receivers. Packers defense, are you starting them?
If Matt Moore plays, yeah, dude. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes was practicing today.
He was with the second team. I don't think he's going to play because that Chiefs division isn't that good.
No, they don't need him to play to win the division.
Exactly. So that's why I don't think he plays. All right. Do you want to talk about Monday Night Football?
I mean, we can talk about the Steelers side of it.
Steelers defense. They the number one defense over the Patriots?
They're close, dude.
I asked you this before.
They're close. They're close.
Oh, God. Juju. You starting him?
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a good week for Juju. It's Miami, dude. If you could ever start Juju this season, this is the game where you can do it.
Anybody on Miami we're starting? No.
No.
Cool. Thanks. No. Next.
James Conner, Benny Snell.
James Conner. I like James Conner. Maybe Benny Snell. You know what? That's actually a good pickup. Let's say you're a Josh Jacobs owner. Go get Benny Snell if he's still on free agency. Grab him. You can throw him in emergency Monday night game. And
he will get you points.
He might play a lot because they might get up by 6 touchdowns early because the defense is just killing Fitzmagic. Oh, I can't wait to hear Booger talk about this game.
I'm just going to play it on mute in the background. I probably won't
listen. I might even turn Kurt Warner on, listen to him talk about it.
Yeah, you got to hook me up with that. I got to work that out.
You just got to find the ESPN broadcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's whatever the broadcast is for the radio. Yeah, it's Kurt Warner on there.
You're right.
It's really good.
Get that Disney Plus, y'all.
Oh, yeah, Verizon. Go get it.
Not a sponsor.
But could be. All you got to do is talk to us. Mark Walton. He's the starter for Miami now?
Never met her.
Only reason I bring – are you – you added him in the league. You added him in the league. I just want people to know, should you go out and add him?
Yeah. You should add.
Go out and add him. Don't start him. I'm just saying add him. We got to talk about it.
No, don't start him.
Do not start him, but add him, right?
Yeah, let's temper that a little bit.
Okay. One thing with Benny Snell is Jalen Samuels is practicing. Very limited fashion, but Jalen Samuels was practicing. So if Jalen Samuels, I don't think they'll rush him back for this game because they probably don't need him for this game. But if he's active, Benny Snell is useless.
I said you could start Kirk Cousins, and he has 0 touchdowns tonight. Good job, Kirk.
Who has more fantasy
you
points?
Suck, Kirk Cousins.
Adrian Peterson. Who has more fantasy points, Adrian Peterson or Kirk Cousins?
Well, AP caught 2 passes, so I think it's AP. That's AP.
I thought you had it up. That's
AP does.
It's AP?
Yeah, he's got 12.3 in PPR. Kirk Cousins has 11.6.
Oh, God.
Good job, Kirk.
Revenge. Case Keenum got knocked out. These revenge narratives didn't work. All right. Is that it? Anything else you want to add?
That's it, man. Good luck. And don't let Brad kill your fun.
Hold on. I'm going to kill your fun right now. So I just saw this. On ESPN, when you look at the scores, you can see the price of tickets for the games, right? We got the Sunday night game at Arrowhead for the Packers-Chiefs. Tickets are as low as $127 for Sunday night football.
Okay.
Monday Night Football, which when I grew up was the greatest game of the week and like so exciting to watch, and you stayed up late on school nights to watch it. Tickets as low as $35.
That sounds right. Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, Monday Night Football, how you have died.
I don't need to watch this game to break it down. That's how bad it's going to be.
You going to Stu Gotts it?
Yeah, I could easily Stu Gotts it. Easily.
We should Stu Gotts it without even looking at the stats.
I wish Levitard would come back. That show is better with Levitard.
He at least keeps him on some kind of.
Yeah, but they talk about sports when Levitard is there. With Stu Gotts, it's just.
Sometimes. All right, here's what I want to know right now. Does James Conner have more rushing yards than Ryan Fitzpatrick has throwing?
No, I don't think that. It could be close, but no, I don't think that's going to happen. Who knows? James Conner, okay. Actually, Ryan Fitzpatrick might go out there, try to run goal line helicopter and get concussed. So you never know.
All right, man. Send us on the way.
Thanks for tuning in to Akron Fantasy Football Podcast. We want to give a shout out to all of our great partners and sponsors, Fantasy Sports Alliance, Veterans Referring Veterans, and our friend Jordan Harvin, who makes these incredible beats, Blue Spade Productions. You can find us on Twitter at Empty Wagon FF. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Brad is going to be at Tack Jones. I'm at FF Josh Hughes. And go bother Eric, please. Someone bother Eric at GunsOfValve19. We love you guys, and we will see you on Sunday night.
Later.